There's an isra to makabel tzedakah from a guy. We're not supposed. What?
No, just asked.
Yeah, you're not supposed to accept tzedakah from a guy. There's a mefurish a sugya, mefurish a halach and shulchan aruch. So let's learn the Gemara. It's a fascinating Gemara, and we'll see the applications. Okay. Obviously, the thing which comes to mind the most, the thing that comes to mind the most is government. Here. Is government, you know, is there a problem, etc. So let's learn the Gemara. It's two Gemaras. It's two Gemaras about this thing. One is in Sanhedrin, some Psuli Edus. Omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Oichle davar acher psulin le'edus. Now, if you didn't have, this is one of those Gemaras that, thank goodness for Rashi, if there would be no Rashi, what would we think Oichle davar acher means? Fine, what do you think Oichle davar acher means? It means Oichle chazer, no? Normally, that's what it would mean, if you eat chazer. Dr. Ashi, no, it doesn't make sense in the Gemara, because what it says is, Oichlan davar acher psulin le'edus. Hani mili befarhesis. You're a psul le'edus if you're this person called an oichel davar acher. You eat this disgusting thing in public, if it's farhesia. Aval betzinim, privately, you're not psul. If we'll be talking about eating chazer, who cares if it's public or private? You're eating chazer. And even befarhesia, it's only said that you could have theoretically done it privately. You're being mevazi yourself to do it befarhesia in public. But you can't have no choice. What is this oichle davaracher? Look at Rashi. I marked it off. So Rashi oichle davaracher mekabel tzedaka min hanachrim. Davichil Hashem machmas mamon. Dr. Ashi, Oichle Davarach is someone that is Mevaza himself. He's Mevaza Yidin by making a statement that Yidin have to come on to Goyim to take Tzedakah. So if a person goes and takes Tzedakah from a Goy, he's called Oichle Davarach and he's Pasul Eidus. What's a Pasul Eidus? The idea of Pasul Eidus is you're willing to do an Avera for money. Maybe someone's paying you to lie.
What is the
Issa? Yeah, she says, Mishum Chil Hashem. So the Chil Hashem is that we have to come on to them.
Okay, but for something that
service
them, something that can help.
Oh, see if there's a tayrim and stuff like that. But right, so we'll see. See, look, then this is with learning it inside. Imagine if I just made it up myself. You guys, no one believes this. Halacha. Like, what do you mean? Our mentality would be take what you can, basically, right? So here it's saying it's a Chil Hashem that a yid have to come onto a guy and take tzedakah. And zok the gemara, if you're willing to do that, you're pasul edus. Unless, chiyusa, you have no choice. You have no choice. But if you could have avoided it in the zikr, if you could have avoided doing it in public, then you are patur lemaisa. This is Rashi's prep. It's also Tosfos brings Rashi and the Rambam brings Rashi. This is pshat in the gemara. So it's an open gemara. There's a pasul edus. It's a chil Hashem for a person to take money and stock a charitable donations from a guy. This is Gemara number one. Gemara number two is on the next page. It's on Bava Basra. It's even a more fascinating Gemara. The Gemara gives, and we have to figure out why the Gemara says a whole different reason. But here the Gemara says a whole different reason. It's unbelievable. We're in the 3 weeks. We'll appreciate this reason. Unbelievable reason why you cannot take tzedakah from a guy. So there's a story like this. Ifra Hormiz, Imei de Shvor Malka. So she was a very strong, politically connected woman. She was the mother of the king of Paras, or the political leader. Shodra arba me'adinu likami de Rabbi Ami. She sent 400 zuz to Rabbi Ami. It's a lot of money. Because if you think about it, the aksuva is 200 zuz. 200 zuz is enough to live for a year. So she sent 400 zuz. It's enough money for an average family to live for 2 years. It's a lot of money. So she sent this much money to Rabbi Ami, v'loy kablinu. He didn't want to accept it. We said, you don't take money from Goyim. Shadrinu kamei de Rava, she sent it to Rava, v'kablinu, no problem. Rava accepted it. Why? Mishum shloi malchus, he doesn't want to upset the king. Shomer Rabbi Ami v'ikbid, so Rabbi Ami went over to Rava and said, what are you doing? You're not allowed to do that, why are you accepting the money? Amar, so he's told, and here he says the reason. He says to Rava, Amar, lesle, don't you hold of the following idea. B'yavish kitzira tishaberna noshim bois mi'irois oisa. That when the goyim dry up from all of their zechuyos, then Mashiach will come. By you accepting tzedakah from a guy, you're giving him more zchus, and by you giving him more zchus, you're lengthening the galus. Unbelievable idea. by taking money from a guy, you're giving him more schus. You're saying goyim are not that bad. Hashem is not as motivated to get rid of the goyim. So therefore, it's lengthening the galus by giving them the schus that we took their tzedakah. This is the idea. It's an unbelievable idea. Okay? So maybe you could add a knach. I was thinking last night maybe to add a knach. That really, the Mefarshim say that tziyin b'mishpat yipad v'shaveh b'tzedakah, that really Mashiach is telling us giving tzedakah. So if the goyim are giving more tzedakah than us, then we're going to have to prove ourselves even more. So if we're the ones primarily giving tzedakah, then that's going to be a bigger schus for us. But either way, taking the Gemara says, b'yavish tekatzarna, that we want the goyim to dry up the schus. We don't want to give them opportunities to do schusim. Schuyos and memela, by you taking tzedakah from a guy, you're lengthening the galus. Imagine. So the Gemara, v'rava mishlam shlom malchus, Rava said, I have to do it, al shlom malchus. She sent the money, what, I'm going to send it back? I can't send it back. And Dr. Gemara, you know, Rava made a cheshbon. Rava said, Rava accepted it. And you know what Rava did? Rava accepted the money to make the queen happy. But then he distributed the money to goyim, to poor people who are goyim. He didn't distribute the money to yidden. So she didn't end up getting all that schos in the end. She didn't get all that schus in there. There's a question, we'll see if there was Gnevas Das or wasn't Gnevas Das. Are you allowed to do that? Okay? But Rava agrees to Rav Ami. So both Rava and Rav Ami agree that you're not allowed to take the money from the Goyim. If you take the money from the Goyim, you're giving them schus. You're lengthening the galus. And if you have to, because of Shalom Malchus, it's political, you have to take the money, which you could appreciate nowadays. Like you, sometimes you have to take the money. You take the money and distribute it to the guy. What? You're allowed to give money. That's a separate Gemara. That Darkei Shalom, you give the money to the guy. So at Shloim Malchus, you take the money from the guy, and at Darkei Shalom, you give the money to the guy, and we are just going to support ourselves. We're not going to use their money.
This applies to individuals and corporations the same?
L'chaira.
This is just individuals.
L'chaira, it's Malchus. So L'chaira would apply to everybody. Now, so, first of all, let's analyze this for a moment. What are the two things? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rashi says, it's a Chal Hashem. That's the Avera. And the Gemara Baba Basra is saying, it's because you're lengthening the Golos. So which one is it? Is it because you're lengthening the Golos, or is it a Chal Hashem? Which one is it? It seems like two separate ideas. It's two separate, it's like two ideas over here. What is the primary idea? The Chal Hashem, I would say, is because you're saying, you're making a statement that Yidden are not self-sufficient.
Maybe it's both. Yeah, but over here.
So why is the Gemara focusing on this part? Because the Gemara knew that Shlomo Malchus is saying,
you're not Pasul Avis.
Pasul Avis is only Al Tchal
Hashem. Al Tchal Hashem, you're mavazing yourself.
Okay, and the other thing was, Al Tchal Hashem maybe was Pasha to Shlomo Malchus, so you needed both. So the Taz asked this question. We pass, okay, first of all, so by the way, we pass in this Gemara. Let's go through the first point. We pass in this Gemara that you're not allowed to take money from Gaim. I'll read you the Shulchan Aruch. Also, Yisrael lito tzedakah min ha'akum b'farhesia. V'im ina yachal lichyos b'tzedakah shayisrael, you could do it. Okay, we pass in straight up. So now the Taz asks this question. So some say, the Drisha says, that it depends what we're talking about. The Drisha is mechalik the two Gemaras. The Drisha says, an individual poor person, what do you want for my life? I want some money. I need money to live. You want to take, and a guy's offering me money. So the whole issue is just the Chal Hashem aspect. But a Gabbai Tzedakah, Rabbi was a Gabbai Tzedakah. He's in charge of an organization. So there, the Ikar Isser is that you're giving them a schos, and it's not the Chal Hashem aspect. It's the giving them the schos. But that's a Drisha's Chilak. So the Taz solution is, you're telling me that the individual is allowed to take the money, and doesn't have to be worried about lengthening the galus. So this is an unbelievable lesson of the Taz. Venir, Zuck the Taz, second. I just love the lashon he says here. V'hu tamua. Frek the taz. It doesn't make sense. Dehech nater loy laharech hagolos b'shul hanasai. You have a poor guy. Because you're hanar, you're going to lengthen the golos? You're going to... Literally, we're saying this one guy who's taking a couple bucks because he can't make ends meet and he's taking from a guy, says the Taz, he's blaming him for lengthening the galus. Because you're giving this chus to the guy, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? So the Taz makes a different chiluk, which is a very, very mistabridika chiluk. The Taz says that there's two different issues, and it's very nogeya now. It's a lot what Elam's talking about. He says the inyan of length of the lengthening the galus is when they're getting a schos. What's the schos? The schos is because they're giving charity, because they're eliminating malaria in Africa. You know, it's an amazing thing, and that a guy should do that with his money, if he could. But the schos is that he's being machshiv klal Yisrael. That's what Taz says. The schos to lengthen the galus is that they're understanding our chashivas of a yid. They understand the chashivas of klal Yisrael. And they're giving the money specifically because... They're giving the money specifically because there's a chashivas to Klal Yisrael. And the Mela, that's why they're giving the money. So Zok the Taz, it's two separate things. If they're giving the money because they want to specifically give it to Klal Yisrael, that's one thing in the Golas. You can't do that. But then there's another case. They don't care. It was an individual guy, came over to him, said, hey, you're a wealthy guy. You're a wealthy guy. Can I have some money? Yid, no yid, he wasn't giving it to him because he was a yid. He was giving it to him because he has rachmanis on a poor guy. So, b'chiyah gavna, zakta taz, that's not lengthening the goals. That's not giving him a z'chus of it's a charity, but it's not the z'chus of being mashiv klal Yisrael. For that, there's no issue of lengthening the goals. But there is an issue of a chalashem. The chalashem aspect, that soif kol soif, a yid has to go ask a guy for money, that's a bizarre.
What about chalashem? Other way that...
No, but the chalashem the other way is he wasn't asking.
Because he wasn't asking.
He got the money. So if you ask, then it's a chalashem, and it could be if he's giving it to because rachmanis, there's no biyavish tekatzarna. And another way, they're offering you the money, there's no chalashem, but they're giving it to you because they want to support Jewish causes, because they're machshev klal Yisrael, like there's a lot of goyim nowadays.
Is that what it is though? Is that support Israel?
Support Israel, whatever, right? So, but we have to get to that. Support Israel, whatever. So then, that would be a problem. That would be a taina of you lengthening the galus because you're giving them the opportunity to declare a chashivas for klal Yisrael. So there, you're supposed to take the money and only give it to goyim. Now, I frek the taz and the shach and Rashi. Really, they all ask it's gneivas das. So hagufa. So we're saying the case was he's giving it because he wants to give to Jews, and then you go ahead and take it, take the money, and you're giving it to goyim. So it's gneivas das. So he says he wanted to give to the Jewish organization. Now, he knows that the Jewish organization gives to Goyim and Yidden. You know, because once every 10 years, there's a guy that applies. And, you know, to Tzav Chishai, we can't say no. So, Lemaisa, there's a, the Goyim will, they know that in the organization is basically helping the entire community. So since they know in the back of their mind that there's Goyim involved, you can earmark the money all to the Goyim. That's what he says. If they would have said, I want to give to this particular yid, and I want to give this money to that Jew, you cannot change. That's Gnevas Das. You can't take the money and not give it. Either don't take the money, or you have to be Mekayim what he asked for. But if he's giving it to the general pot, and the general pot is a Jewish organization, you can take the money and earmark it to the Goyim. It's a very nice setup. So, al kaponim, we see from the Taz a few things. A, this Indian of lengthening the gaul is a real thing. It's like, he asked, even a yochid wouldn't be allowed to do that. But then he separates it and he says it depends why the guy is doing it. So the ikur zechus is when he's doing it in order to be machshav of the yid. And the chil Hashem is when you're asking for the money. Okay.
Yeah, now, there's always an agenda.
Now, we just discussed the Tzad Isser. We have to prove the Isser because no one believes that there's an Isser. So we have to explain that there's Takan Isser over here. Okay? You're not allowed to. The problem is that Lemaisa, like I said, the idea would be normally we would think that, you know, Adrava, they want to give us, so take what you can get. Why are you not taking it? So, the question now becomes what Rabbi Ephraim is saying. There's a Gemara that says, "Hanoisin tzedaka menashi yichya bini harizet tzadik gamur." If a person gives tzedaka with a personal agenda, what's his personal agenda? Al menas, it should be a schus for me and my family. Al menas sheyichya bani, that my son who's sick should get her four shleima. The Gemara says, harei zeh tzadik gamur. Because a yid, deep down, doesn't really care about the... Even if his son won't live, he's still very happy he did the mitzvah. He wants the schus to go towards that. But really, he's doing the mitzvah for the purpose of the mitzvah. What if a guy gives tzedakah, amanas yichya bani? Is he a tzadik gomer?
No.
So the Gemara says no. Because the guy only cares about the yichya bani. The second, if it's not yichya bani, he's upset that he gave it. That's what the Gemara says. So, in other words, Rabbi Yashiv quotes the Sefer Chesed Lavram. It's a Tshuva Sefer. We have it in here somewhere. The Rabbi Yashiv quotes the Tshuva Chesed Lavram that he says that any time the guy is doing it, he's doing it for his agenda, he has a reason why he wants to do it, the whole Isra is off, and it's mutter because he's doing it for himself completely. He's not doing it not for the Yid, he's not doing it for the Chal Hashem, he's doing it because he has an agenda. And his agenda is, he knows that Yidin are, doing this is going to get him somewhere far in life, so it's going to work. So anytime it's not mamash l'shem shemayim, it's going to be mutter. Now, finding a yid that does it l'shem shemayim is hard. So imagine trying to finding a guy that's doing it l'shem shemayim. I don't know how often that's going to happen. You know, so l'maisa, that means that in general it would end up that, let's say, supporting Israel, like you said, the reason politically they have a lot of other political reasons or religious reasons to support Israel. Like you were saying, right? They want the Jews should be there before their Messiah comes or whatever their cheshbonos are, right? But they have other politically driven agendas. So the fact that they're sending money to support Jewish causes would not be a schus for them in lengthening our galus. And therefore, this Isra is off. As he's talking about Yashiv, and he uses this for many, many other cheshbonos. Okay? He had two cases, Rabbi Yashiv, about taking, there was a non-Jewish German family that, it wasn't the government, a non-Jewish German family that wanted to support a yeshiva or something like that, that was, you know, let's say the yeshiva was called Yeshiva's Chachmei Berlin or something. And this family was from Berlin, and they felt that this was a good way for them to, like, make reparations or something like that. So he said that they're doing it for their guilty conscience. They're not doing it l'shem, l'hagdol Torah, l'adira, and therefore it's mutter. They're just doing it to make themselves feel some sort of reparations. And he had another similar case.
But do they get schara for it, the maison?
Are they doing it? I mean,
Do they get the
Sfarom?
Do they get the
Sfarom? It's not going to be this Isra, because they're not being machshav a yid for the purpose of the yid. They're just trying to make themselves fit. They're coming to get Sfarom.
All the things they do is for your own self. Yeah, you don't get them.
Right. So you get Sfarom. I'm sure there's some sort of Sfarom.
But it doesn't prolong.
Right. It doesn't prolong the Golas. The issue of promoting the Golas is when they're being machshav the Jew in Golas. So, okay, the Golas is not that bad, obviously. People still machshav you. Whatever. So there's a chus that they have for that. Do they get something? They get something. But it's in Shalui Lishma of a guy is much less level. The other
there's no issue of Chilul Hashem either?
And there's no Chilul Hashem. There's no Chilul Hashem when we didn't ask for it.
What about federal grants for Jewish?
Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there. So, I mean, you should already see where this is going with the federal grants. But
it would be the same thing.
He had another case also where it was the government. The government in a German city had some sort of grants to give to cultural things that have to do with their city. And there was a yeshiva that was started, the Maseres Avosenu Meir Avosenu Mi Hamburg, something like this. And they were eligible because of the name of the yeshiva for some grant from this, this cultural idea in that city. So Rabbi Yashiv said the same thing, that it's mutter. And he based all these psakim based on this chas and lavram, and when they have their own agenda, it's permitted. Okay? So now, what you're going to ask is, what about federal or state government programs for, let's say, low-income families or something like that? Okay? So, over there, it would be also hard to argue that you have this Isser. because it's the lengthening the galus aspect. It's the lengthening the galus aspect. The chayyur, there's no lengthening the galus because it. So it's lengthening the galus aspect. They're not doing it because you're a yid. You're not a yid. It has nothing to do with that at all. So there's no, according to the Taz, there's no issue of lengthening the galus, that aspect. Now, al tachil Hashem aspect, so now, you could, some would argue there is a chal Hashem aspect. I mean, some would argue like that, that, you know, depends on your situation. If you, but unless you're in, you know, some would say, I think my rabbi would say like that, that if, unless you're in a particularly, you know, whatever particularly unique situation, you know, then mechateisi and maybe it's a chil Hashem. But really, I think the majority of people hold that this is services. It's not a chil Hashem that we need to do it. This is given to this level of income because we're paying into the government, and it's all part of the entire. You know, it's like the same reason why. Some place can hold, and nowadays you have to pay taxes even more so than just dina de machusa dina. It's ikra, then you have to pay taxes because it's like basically one giant HOA, essentially, right? You're paying in, you're taking out, you're getting services. So this is part of the services. You know, I paid for it. Or even if I didn't, but my community paid for it. So therefore, if we're basically essentially paying in by being citizens and paying taxes and involved in government, in general, so since we're paying into it, we're allowed to take out from it as well. So it's not charity. It's not charity. Huh?
Wouldn't that also be bitzina?
Bitzina is only if you can't live without it. So you're saying if you can't live without it, so you have the heter anyway, right? So, but in some places it will be hard to argue it's bitzina. You go to the WIC office or whatever, and there's only Jewish people waiting in the office, right? Okay. So
there's only Jewish people working in the office. I'm not seeing what's going on.
Right. So some would argue that that maybe it's a chal Hashem, but I think in general it's hard to argue it's a chal Hashem. So I don't think it's lengthening the galus because it has nothing to do with the schus of the yidden. This is in general they give to everybody, Jewish not Jewish is irrelevant to that. And as far as the chal Hashem aspect, the argument against it would be that it's not charity at all. It's not charity. It's the way that people take care of each other, and it's paying in, taking out. It's just what you're eligible for. Because
step up, and
that's b'chol. Step up is just because we have to pay for private schools. It's not charity. It's we should have the right to send to the school choice. That's the whole argument of it. So it's
what about parsonage?
Yeah, but parsonage is not
yeah. Because you're doing whatever, meaning it's because.
But it applies to priests.
Right, it's not because you're a Jew.
Right.
Nothing to do with Jewish, it's just religious.
Right.
So not step up, but getting money from the state or from government to run schools.
Security that's specifically delegated for schools.
Right. It was very interesting. When we had our triplets in the hospital, so they, on the way out, so they said there's this program that will give formula for families with triplets, the formula for the first 6 months or something like that, whatever, because otherwise you go through basically one container a day, essentially, so it gets expensive. So and then the lady, it was Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia Hospital in New York, the lady was a firm lady. So the lady is a firm lady, and she says, I just want you to know, in case you have a shita, that you don't want to take government programs, but this thing we give to everybody regardless of your income. This is not for low-income people. This is for anyone. This is a unique situation that we recognize as a unique situation you could take even if it's not a low-income family. So it's not a chal Hashem. Basically, the doctor, she when she gave me the application, said that. She was warning that I'm a Talmud of Pesach Yeshiva. So, you know, that even if you don't take government programs, then you could take this. So that was, okay, so that's the two aspects. And that's where it would come in terms of, you know, programs and things like that. And I would think, that if you're, Zami, what you asked about corporate, generally speaking, corporate is only, they have their own reason why they're giving this organization. They're not giving this organization because you know, out of the goodness of their heart, they want to side with Jews. It's all PR, it's all cheshbonah, it's all relationships, it's all scratch my back, scratch your back, it's all getting back to, you know, there's a reason why they're doing it on a corporate level. So there would be, I don't think there would be a problem, okay? Now, there is a separate issue completely of supporting Torah learning from non-Jewish money. It's a separate issue, maybe it's metame, it's a separate issue, it's not this issue, okay? Maybe we'll get to that next week, we may touch Yisachar Zvulun next week, so over there maybe it touches on that. There's another part to the sugya, okay? There's another part to the sugya, which is the following. Zakter Ramah. We're talking about giving money or taking money from individual for individuals, for tzedakah, for aniyim. Avol minadvin davar lebeis hakneses mekablin mehem. What about if a guy wants to give to a shul? Or to the Beis HaMikdash, for that matter. So, are you allowed to take money from a guy for a building of a shul, for building of a Beis Medrash, for building of the Beis HaMikdash?
The guy were allowed to bring karbanos.
Oh, very good. So the guy were allowed to bring karbanos. So now...
That's if they ask you. What if you ask them?
Okay, well, let's go with if they ask us. So, L'maisa it's a Mishnah in Shkolim. The Mishnah in Shkolim says, "Zeh klal kol shenidar v'nidev." If you could bring it as a nedava, mekablum neyadan. You could take from a guy. Kol she'ena nidar v'nidev, ein mekablum neyadan. V'chein mefurshay de Ezra. It's a pasuk in Ezra. Loy lachem v'lanu livnes beis elokeinu. We're not supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash together with goyim. So the Gemara on the one hand says you're not supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash with goyim. On the other hand, the Gemara says you're allowed to take korbanos from goyim. So is that only after the Beis HaMikdash is built they can bring korbanos? Or are they allowed to be mishtatev somehow or other in the building of the Beis HaMikdash? So, what?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was built already, but he was saying, Shlomo Melech involved, I mean, I don't know financially, but there was a time on him, though.
Right.
So, the Gemara says, bottom line is like this. If there's, there basically ends up being, the bottom line of the Gemara is, that you're allowed to take money from a guy to build a shul, as long as your building project is not based on the Goyish money. Because if it's based on the Goyish money, maybe what they're doing is, they're trying to get you stuck. Oh, we're going to give it to you, we'll give you enough to start, but then you can't finish. And stuff like that. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Teshema l'rifkin yadayim iskavnin," and then you're going to be stuck in the middle. If you're already at the end and they want to give you extra money, that you're allowed to take. So you're allowed to take money from them, basically towards once you're already more or less are going to get it done without it anyway. If you're going to get it done without them, then you can take the money from them. But to base the whole thing on the guy's money, that you shouldn't do. Essentially, besides that, there's another iser, which is you shouldn't take a davar mesuyim, which is going to draw attention. Oh, this is something specific. If he wants to give cash, put it in the pot, that's fine. But if he was menadev, you know, the menorah that you're going to put in the front, so now that's davar mesuyim, you shouldn't take that either. That's basically what the Gemara comes out. The question would be, what happened to the whole sugya before? They're not getting schar, they're not this, that. So Tosis has the kasha, Tosis says what you said. Which is, but you find that the Beis HaMikdash was a place that all the goyim had a shaykhis to davening there. All the goyim could bring the darvin and davis over there. So therefore, the goyim wants to make a darvin and davis, he could bring it. It's not a problem. And we can't take that away from him as long as it's not betchila, which is that the whole project is based on the goyim. And it's not a darvin mesuyim. So it's not a chil Hashem in the sense that it's not a specific thing. Hey, this is the goyish thing. And it's only money towards the project, that will be okay, because then Dharma and Davis. The Shach and the Taz both add an unbelievable point from the Gais Ashri, which is Lemaisa, which is a fascinating thing. We would think, what's a greater Zuchus? Beis HaMikdash comes, I want to bring Karbonis to Hashem. Wow, I'm thank Hashem for everything I did. I want to bring Mishtatas in the Beis HaMikdash. Zok to Shach and the Taz, that's very nice. Your Mishatz and the Beis HaMikdash. We didn't let a guy do that. that's a nice chus. But to give tzedakah to an ani, zok the taz and the shach. Why? Lefishin nedarim nedavis ain't boin lekapara. Ain't mekamen aval nedarim nedavis ain't boin lekapara. And tzedakah is mechaperes. Tzedakah has a higher level than giving money to the Beis Hamikdash, than even nedarim nedavis. Nedarim nedavis and giving money to the Beis Hamikdash is building the Beis Hamikdash. That's unbelievable. It's amazing. But the koyach that tzedakah has, that it's mechaper, that it's even higher than giving money to the Beis Hamikdash. So, still we stand in what we said earlier. The goyim should not give money to the we should not allow them and take money for aniyim from the goyim. They want to give towards the Beis Hamikdash, that they're allowed to do. So I think we would have probably thought the opposite. Giving ein l'chadavar, then the whole truma, the mispresses truma, the tzavet, the whole mishkan, everything is giving money to the Beis Hamikdash. This is not the highest thing. No, giving money to aniyim tzedakah is higher. That's what it's saying. I mean, higher. I don't know higher or not, but it's mechaperes. It's a different.
That's even a bigger chiddush. It could be a bigger mitzvah, but you're telling me it has more kayach to be mechaper than the mikdash, which its whole function.
No, because it's not chatois. It's not chatois and oilis. A guy can't bring a chatas and oilis.
Okay,
he can only bring a neder and a double. That's what he's saying. No, hagufa. He's saying that's why we don't take a chatas from a guy. Because we're not giving him the opportunity to mechaper. It's just an adam and a davis. Okay, an adam and a davis is a nice thing. But it's not mechaper. So just a fascinating nekuda. The question is, how does this apply to a Beis HaKnesses? So Kipshut to Beis HaKnesses, let's say, is the same thing. It's not clear, but let's say it's the same thing or even less. But now the question is, just I'll leave you with one question, which is a machlokes between the Ramah and the Shach. Which is, so we're saying, why are you allowed to take money from a goy for the Beis HaMikdash? Because a goy can bring a carbon. He can bring a korban, he can bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says a goy can bring a korban, but a mumer cannot bring a korban. A mumer is a yid, a meshumad for sure, is a yid who basically bought into Avodah Zarah. He bought into Avodah Zarah. He's a meshumad. He bought into Avodah Zarah. He, whatever. So there the Gemara says you're not allowed to take a korban from him. So it would come out, according to this, if the whole reason you're allowed to take money from a guy to build the Beis HaMikdash is because you're allowed to take from him a carbon. So a Meshumid, who you're not allowed to take a carbon from, maybe you're not allowed to take money to build the Beis HaMikdash, or Beis HaKnesses. That means you would not be allowed to take money from, I'm not saying non-from persons a mumer, but let's just, for argument's sake, a person that was from and got intermarried to a guy, let's say. Kobe, you would not be allowed to take money from them for a Beis HaKnesses, according to the Ramah. That's what the Ramah says. Avaloy min a Meshumid, or min a mumer even. The mice of the poiskim don't pass me like this, Rama. And for sure the moistest don't pass me like this, Rama. but the Shach says, Ubechuvas ma'bit near shemekabel min amumah. And the Magen Avraham passes like that also in the Chos Beis HaKnesses, that you'll be allowed to mekabel min amumah. And I think that, yeah, and he says that even though you don't take a carbon from him, but this, Adrav, you would. And what's the problem? It's mechaper. Adrav, you want him to get kapara. It's a schus. Adrav, you want him to get a schus. He's for the yid. So, therefore, the minig is that you do, again, if it's going to be a chil Hashem, or it's going to be a davar mesuyim, or he's a person that represents something, which is very, like, you know, anti what you're trying to do, and you put his name up all over the place, maybe that's a different problem. But, b'yisoid, even though the Ramos machmer, the place can go with the shach and the mabit, that is mutar. Okay, shkayach.